Des Moines Classic Rock 95K, GGO, Jeremy Jacobs here. Cannot believe I'm about to say these words. Joining me on the line right now, the one, the only, the late night man himself, host of Alice's Attic on this radio station every weeknight at midnight, the one and only, the incomparable Alice Cooper. Alice, thanks for joining me today.
You know, it's really funny to do the night show on a lot of these stations and then to tour in the same station. People are going, is that the same guy that's on at night on the radio that's up on stage right now?
I'd like to think they know you from the stage more so than the radio show. But, hey, that just means that you got a good following on the radio show, right?
Well, it's really, you know, the radio show is fun for me. I don't even think of it as work. I just think of it as being fun to do. And I've been doing it for 22 years now. So, but you know, I've been touring for 60 years. So, 60 years is a lot more. Yeah,
just a little bit more up there. Yeah. I mean, and now you've made, you know, multiple Hall of Fames now in music and in radio, all kinds of things that you can hang your hat on.
Yeah, that's always fun. You know, you're one of the weirdest one. I'm in the knife throwing Hall of Fame.
A lot of practice at that first, a lot of near misses before we got that far.
Yeah, well, I mean, I throw knives, you know, and the guys that came in from the Hall of Fame, they knew I threw knives, and they watched me throw, and they said, dude, you could compete with anybody, you know, and they put me in the Hall of Fame, which is really an interesting Hall of Fame.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Any talk from, like, you know, maybe WWE getting you into that Hall of Fame now, you know, going back all the way to your time spent out at WrestleMania with Jake Roberts? Oh,
yeah, I think that was just me showing up, you know. Yeah, those guys are really athletes. I mean, yeah, I was surprised of how athletic those guys really are.
Oh, yeah.
When you watch what they do, and they're pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah. It takes a little bit, and we have to be a little bit off to want to step inside of a ring and do that. But that's the same thing that goes in the world of rock and roll. Alice Cooper, the one and only, on the line with me right now. It was an amazing show this past Tuesday out at the Vibrant Music Hall. You know, aside from out on the road touring right now, you got the original band back together, a brand new album out, Alice's Revenge, or The Revenge of Alice Cooper, excuse me. What was it like getting all those guys back together and get back in the studio for the first time after so many years?
Well, you know, I mean, that was the band that made Schools Out and Billion Dollar Babies and Killer and all the classic hits was that band. And we separated around 1974, but we stayed in touch. We were always friends. You know, we didn't separate with any bad blood at all. And so they played on a few of my records and things like that. And finally, I just said, why don't we just do an album? Nobody would expect us to do an album. And we'll just call it The Revenge of Alice Cooper, you know, because it's part of our sense of humor. That's just our sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And
the
album turned out, it's like we accidentally made a really good 1975 album.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's like number one in 10 countries, you know.
It's that old, what's old is new. And like you said, you know, you guys have been friends, which is rare in the rock world, to like go through a breakup and then still hang out with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We went to high school together. It was that kind of brotherhood. And so when we separated, it was sort of a mutual thing that we just all kind of went our own ways. And I just kept going, you know.
Yeah. You didn't want to stop.
No.
Yeah. No, who wants to slow down, right? That's well, there's plenty of time for that down the road.
I keep looking at Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney and those guys and going, When Jagger finally retires, I'm 5 years behind him. I've got five more years to go just to match him.
Yeah, there you go. And you're in great shape doing it. You know, I heard you shot one under over at Echo Valley here in Des Moines a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I do. I play golf in the morning and rock and roll at night.
Yeah,
I think the golf kind of evens me out.
Jack Emerson, our very own, does that the other way around. He does rock and roll in the morning and then gets out of here early to go play golf in the afternoon.
Well, golf is basically just when you're on the road, you spend a lot of time downtime, you know. And as far as I was concerned, I get really antsy just sitting in a hotel room. So I had to find something that was going to take my time and it was going to be fun to do. And I never played golf before, but I got really good. I mean, I played every day.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. I try to dabble here and there. I enjoy getting out. I always tell people I'm not good, but I'm a good time on the golf course. I keep score based on how many balls I lose throughout the day. So if I finish even, that's a fantastic day for me.
Well, I just got to a point where, you know, I was a natural, had a natural swing. And, you know, I got down to scratch, you know, even scratch golf. So
there you go. Yeah. A rock and roll Hall of Famer, a knife throwing Hall of Famer, and a scratch golfer. Is there anything the man can't do?
Yeah, a lot of things. Math is one. Algebra is one.
Yeah. Well, that's what led to music and rock and roll and all that. Again, an amazing show. You know, we're still getting fans sending us pictures. You know, they were there in attendance this past Tuesday night. One of the huge takeaways from the show, and one that touched, you know, I had a tear in my eye. You know, when you guys paid tribute, you came out and played a little Sabbath, gave a tribute to Ozzy. What's that sort of been like for you on stage, you know, going out there and, you know, performing that in front of an audience, knowing that Ozzy's no longer with us?
Well, I've known Ozzy most of my life, you know. And it was one of, you know, I mean, we all understand that, you know, it's there's that time is coming now. I'm 77. The weird thing is I'm in better shape now than I was 40 years ago. So I could go on for quite a long time, God willing. But, you know, Ozzy, we all knew that it was coming. I mean, you know, he wasn't really well.
Yeah.
And when it happened, though, I was going on stage in Scotland. I was just getting ready to step on stage, and somebody said, Ozzy just passed away. And I thought it was a fake story, you know, like there's so many fake stories. And then somebody reiterated, said, yeah, no, it's true, he died. So the very next night, we're playing the O2 in London, and I had my original band there. I had my touring band there, and I invited Johnny Depp, who plays guitar in the Hollywood Vampires with me. And we did Paranoid. So we did Paranoid for Ozzy. And it was an emotional thing for everybody.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of emotion. But that's what I love about music. And that's what I love about rock and roll is it invokes that emotion. And we can all sit there and bond over it together. Alice, again, want to thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us. It was an amazing show last Tuesday night. Cannot wait to see you here in Des Moines again.
I appreciate that. And who's ever on before me, tell them to take the pizza boxes out. The rats are getting really big.
I will pass that word along. And on Sundays, that individual is me, so I'll make sure that I clean up my area a little bit.
Thank you, man.
Yep. Thank you so much, Alice.